Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And every Friday, we are more and more excited because we have opportunities to connect and meet with all kinds of wonderful people. And I think I'm getting some feedback, so let me do something here. One moment, please. Hold on one second. I think our volume is playing a part here. Let's see. Okay, I've taken care of that. Thanks for your patience. Mind Your Body and Spirit is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which we were blessed with approximately 30 years ago with the idea of helping to educate the public about preventive and natural health, personal growth, and what we like to call positive news. We want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you who have been walking this path with us throughout these many years. In fact, Tom and I, my business partner, very often stop and think, wow, it has really been that long. So for those of you who are living your passion, doing what you're supposed to do in life, you know what we're talking about. So again, thank you. And thanks for all your emails, especially recently. We have gotten quite an influx of comments from people who said that they have been going in and listening to the shows that were done previously, which is one of the blessings that we have with Blog Talk, because as we're doing the show live, like we're doing today, it is actually recorded and you can go in 24/7 and listen to all of the interviews over and over again. And today we are very excited because we have had the opportunity to meet our guests. Actually, I have to give credit to my awesome grandson, Jaden. We were out in Hartville, Ohio months and months ago, actually last year, and we had the opportunity to stop into a place called Chocolate Creations. In fact, they have two locations. One is a retail store and the other is what I call an experiential part or location right across from the retail store. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of information before I bring Scott and Roger in. And if you're hearing any glitches, I apologize for that. Sometimes this is happening. I'm not sure why. Chocolate Creations, Inc., as we like to say. And in my description, I said that that title says it all. Why? Because they are absolutely creators of healthy chocolate. Yes, also the dark chocolate. However, their non-organic chocolate is also a very, very pure, healthy product. And we are spreading the word about them and everything that they are doing. We are helping to have them expand in ways that we're able to be of assistance to them. So we are very excited about that. And if you have something extra special that you want done in your life for a gift for someone, they don't just make chocolate. I mean, I'm not even going to get into this. I'm going to let Scott and Roger do it. I could, but I'm not going to. It's a very, very special way that they do things. It just is not your typical, quote, chocolate kind of a store. So Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is brought to a full-size newspaper dedicated to preventive and natural health. And we have many people who have commented on just actually questions as to how they can get into the paper, how they can become part of the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. We can have that conversation with you. You can call us directly at the Healthy Referral at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our website that you can go to is www.healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. And if my voice is a little bit off today, excuse me, I have a sense I know what it is. I've been traveling a lot and I'm in Florida at the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and open the mics for Scott. I can see Scott here and I can see Roger. So I'm going to go ahead and bring those two in and hopefully they're on the other end. Hello, Scott and Roger. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Hello, yes.
Hello, hello. And I apologize. There was little bit of a glitch in the beginning. Sometimes that happens for some reason. I'm not sure why. But I am just totally, Tom and I are excited about having this opportunity to share with the listeners, and not just live right now, but to know that people can go in on to the link 24/7 after this particular interview, and they could hear it again. They can forward it to their loved ones and family and let them hear more about the wonderful things that you're all doing. So we have talked so much through these months, and I think that what I would just love for you to do, and you can exchange, you know, Roger, you can go, or Scott, however you all want to do it. I would love to go ahead and have you share exactly what is Chocolate Creations, but even more so, what makes it different than, say, your typical chocolate place?
Yes, so I'll begin. I thank you, Marcia, for having us on. We appreciate this, and we're excited to let you know more about Chocolate Creations. Chocolate Creations, we created Chocolate Creations using a multi-level approach to chocolate. We have four divisions within our company. We have a retail store that you mentioned in your beginning segment there, and that retail store has a creation station where we have a creation station that is designed for you. So customers can come up to the creation station, design any type of chocolate that they desire, pick between milk, dark, and white chocolate, and create such an experience for them and their loved ones. And then just across the way, we have an incubation factory, and this was created to further design and customize chocolate for our customers in the sense of looking at all the healthy and clean ingredients that we can provide. And as you mentioned, the other couple divisions in the exterior building at our headquarters, we manufacture custom molds for the industry, as well as the chocolate equipment. And then in that building, we also developed a high-volume production facility for our organic line. And so I'll just say this, and then I'll defer to Roger, but Chocolate Creations, Inc., our focus is on crafting the highest quality, sustainable, custom gourmet chocolate using safe, clean, fresh ingredients for the healthiest impact on our customers. So using
and I,
all
and I would have to say,
one,
I would have to say that you're actually on target, because when we sold the place originally, I was very much taken back with the taste and the variety. And then when I found out the rest about, you know, how you have the molds and people can do custom labeling and all that kind of thing. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to experience something that's entirely different. But go ahead, Roger.
Yes. Scott and I met as a result of my wife, who, say, was a master's in public health nutrition. She's a registered dietitian, and she's also a certified nutrition specialist. And it focuses on functional medicine. She is someone who is working with ALS patients now and has had a major impact on decreasing the progression of that disease through means of nutrition and a lifestyle change. And she actually has a ALS patient that's survived for 22 years.
Wow.
And she's been with him 12 years. So nutrition is a very important aspect in our home, because I'm a I have a PhD in nutritional sciences, nutritional biochemistry, and I focused on lipid metabolism and trying to reduce heart disease. I'm now also working on COVID-19 to create new vaccines, and I'm also working on a way in which we can decrease fatty liver disease that leads to non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, and then potentially can also lead to hepatocellular carcinoma or liver cancer. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about creating the most nutritious, healthy, clean, personalized chocolate that we possibly can. And that is our major mission, as Scott Otter already has told you. Mm-hmm. But where the beginning came, it came with receiving chocolates from Scott when he was when he had a franchise in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and one of his colleagues, Stanley, came out with a box of chocolates from that that store and gave it to my wife, and then eventually she brought it home, and fortunately she hadn't eaten too many chocolates on the way home. And we then began a relationship, and this is about, 8 years ago, I guess, now, Scott, and we've since then changed the company so that we minimize the amount of ingredients that go into the chocolate. Now, oftentimes you'll buy chocolate and there'll be 15 or 20 different components to it.
Exactly.
We try to keep it down to 5 or 6, and we're basically a vegan. We do vegan chocolates. We do chocolates that don't have any soy, lecithin, or any kind of stabilizers. We're basically trying to go as close as we can to fair trade organic ingredients, and minimize how much sugar's in there. I know with Dr. Kanodia, who's in Columbus, who's a functional medicine nutritionist and a family doctor, he wants to make sure that we reduce the amount of organic pure cane sugar in the chocolates that we're giving him. And also he's wanted us to make chocolate that has monk fruit, which is about 200 times as a sweetener as you possibly can find. But most importantly, we want to have people look at our chocolates in a different way, that it's something where we're trying to provide nutrients in the different ingredients that we put into our chocolate. And one of the things that we've done is work with cherries, with organic cherries from a cherry farm I have up in northwest Michigan, up by Traverse City on the Leelanau Peninsula. And so we're providing cherries that we can have in the chocolate. And Scott, why don't you talk about the different modalities of chocolate that we have when we're adding our cherries, our organic cherries to our chocolates.
Yes, and Marcia, oh my, are the cherries wonderful.
I know, I've tasted them.
Yes, we are currently producing three different types of the cherry with in cluster form, which it gives a wonderful balance between the chocolate and the cherries itself. We have cherries in cubes, so a lot of times, you know, we'll have a logo piece and a cube with diced cherries, and also in bar form as well. So it gives you a nice variety for the customer, depending on, you know, if someone's traveling and, you know, they're sharing the product. We're also with Dr. Kanodia giving the chocolate in certain doses for patients as well to be able to control their diets and that type of thing. So we're excited about the opportunity to be able to have, you know, a nice variety within the realm of the cherry chocolate, and as well as using the same cherries that we can, as Roger mentioned, produce other types of chocolate with monk fruit and things like this for a sugar-free diet. So
the monk fruit is wonderful. Yes.
Yes, and over the last year and a half, we've worked with groups that, you know, did some taste testing, and you know, we really appreciate the wonderful feedback that we have received. And from the original process, we went through a variety of about 8 different regions of chocolate, and we found Peruvian bean gave us the best flavor, but also had the best benefit of health. And going back to Roger, you know, there is a lot of healthy benefits within chocolate, you know, especially 70% and above, you know, by us providing this organic chocolate. And as Roger said, you know, there's no artificial sweeteners. We don't have corn syrup.
Right.
There's no preservatives. So you're able to get more of the benefit of the actual, you know, chocolate, not so much all the other ingredients.
Well, and you mentioned the health aspect, Scott. I that is another component that many people aren't
mm-hmm.
aware of, or they think that all chocolate is the same as far as those health benefits go. And, of course, we know that that is not the case. So I would love for you or one of you to go ahead and just share a little bit more about the specifics of, you know, just why cacao or, you know, the true chocolate
mm-hmm.
is actually healthy for you.
Yes, and I would defer to Roger on that. But, you know, we say proof is in the pod, right? So
mm-hmm. right.
What benefits does dark chocolate have? And, you know, to list a few, you know, could reduce blood pressure, reduces inflammation. You know, there's been different articles about helping to regulate cholesterol, looking at benefits of certain neuro benefits of
sure.
chocolate. And if we want to add to that, Roger, what we're seeing.
Well, there's a lots of benefit in the regulation of blood pressure and reducing potentially fatty liver by using the kind of chocolate that we have, and don't put a lot of, as he says, as was said earlier by Scott, with high fructose corn syrup or other types of sugars or alcohol sugars that don't taste so well and have a bad bitter flavor to them. It also has effects on inflammation, reducing inflammation. It's a way in which, in the case of, we can have different fruit that we can use. We don't have to use cherries, but
mm-hmm.
cherries have 18 different molecules in the makeup that retain it from the cherries from going bad quickly. There's antioxidants in there. There's the antioxidants that are also part of the cherries that are in the in the chocolates, because chocolate itself also has some antioxidant characteristics. So those bars or those mm-hmm. chocolates that we make just at room temperature, as long as it's not in the heat, could last up to 6 months.
Right.
Maybe even as long as a year if it's in a cool, dry space. So there's these benefits that are more and more becoming to the surface. And there's many more nutrients that are in chocolate that potentially can have benefits in other aspects. But the beauty of the mm-hmm. chocolate and the cherries is that they really blend together. If you take a piece of our chocolate, whichever one, and you allow the dark chocolate to melt in your mouth, not in your hand, so to speak, and then
very good.
And then allow the cherries, and the cherries are still moist in the chocolates that we make, such that the blending of the dark chocolate with the cherries, I usually take at least 2 or 3 minutes, if not longer, to enjoy the conversion of the chocolate to the cherry and then the cherry chocolate combination. It's very, very tasty chocolate, and it's one of those ones that, you know, you have one piece and you say, boy, I really enjoyed that. I don't think I need another piece now. And so with Dr. Kanodia, he's very much monitoring this with his patients, particularly those maybe diabetic patients that are using monk fruit, but also with his other patients when they're trying to control their caloric intake. And so we want this to be personalized. We want it to be clean and ingredients that are fresh, and have it so that we're providing nutrients to the individual and who's eating it, but also create a healthy environment for that chocolate to be eaten. In other words, that person monitoring their lifestyle and what they put in their mouth and try to focus on a healthy lifestyle, but also healthy food that they eat that's not tainted with herbicides, pesticides,
right,
and various other aspects of mm-hmm. what the agricultural world has if it's not organic. We have lots of individual compounds or molecules that could be deleterious to the human condition and to human tissues if they have too much of it. So we're staying far away from that as much as we can, so we can give the most nutritious, clear, and clean, and tasty chocolate that you can possibly have.
And listeners, I want to just remind you that you are listening to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show with your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minder, and we have our guest today from Chocolate Creations, and that is Scott and Roger. And we are getting an education. Many people, actually before the show, I had gotten a couple calls, and one of the things that caught one of the listeners' ears, well, she's actually on because I can see her, was the fact of all the health benefits. Because sometimes we think that everyone knows this kind of information, but the reality of it is that they do not. And so when they do hear and realize, first of all, how ancient cacao is, you know, the true chocolate, it goes back into ancient times. So that's just an example of, you know, one person out of many, many who are wowed because they never realized how healthy it actually is. Of course, they begin to realize that the kind that we're talking about is not the kind that you walk into the regular store and buy a Hershey bar. So that
exactly
is something that is very crucial. And so, listeners, let me give you, as we go along here, the information where you can get in touch with Chocolate Creations, and that's 330-877-9700. Again, that's 330-877-9700. And their website is www.chocolatecreationsinc.com. Again, chocolatecreationsinc.com. And you can actually see how you can email and so forth. I don't necessarily have to give you the emails and everything when you go to the website, or just give the phone number a call. And Roger and Scott, there's lots of capabilities in regards to Chocolate Creations, Inc. How about if we touch on those?
Yes, so this is an exciting aspect of our company, especially as we begin to private label and also create different designs for individuals. What I would say, first and foremost, you know, a lot of times you can have a wonderful looking chocolate, but doesn't taste great, you know, or doesn't have a healthy benefit. But what Chocolate Creations can provide is to have a wonderful looking piece of chocolate designed for you that tastes great and also has a healthy impact on the individual. So when Roger and I have seen customers in our retail store going through the creation station and really realizing the fact that, oh, wow, I can design this for myself and what I like, but also we give them the ability to have 70% organic. And, you know, for them to realize that, and also as they're making the product, we can educate our customers in regards to this. So that happens, you know, in real time, but it also happens when, you know, other companies call us, such as other chocolate companies that we assist. Part of our mission, we want this to be contagious. You know, we want it to be, Roger and I have, we've launched an organic line, And part of the thought process behind this is with our mission, as long as our customers know the mission of Chocolate Creations, they know that they can go to our organic brand and that's what they're going to get, clean, fresh ingredients for a healthy impact. So by tying this all together, that's the fun aspect for us. So if you go to our website, you can see all the different types of creations that we can utilize this organic chocolate for.
Of course, it's a very appropriate name, Scott and Roger. Chocolate Creations.
Yeah,
and
the other aspect of it, Margie, is for example, my older son, our older son, Coco, and my older son got married on November 16th last year, and they had a bar that we had a special mold made for them so that their images were on the bar, and there was a picture of them outside this railway station, the Union Station in Denver, where we held the wedding was at a hotel, Bourne's, not far from there. And we then gave them as their first anniversary gift the metal piece that was the mold that served as the original mold for the chocolates. We actually had over 500 bars of chocolate, and I think we went through 450 of them at the wedding. And instead of having something else that people could remember about, they can remember how wonderful that chocolate was. And it also had cherries as well in that bar. We can create anything for any special occasion, whether it's somebody who's graduating from college or high school or somebody celebrating a 70th birthday or 80th birthday or 15th birthday. Our chocolates, we will make chocolates for anyone who has a desire to try our chocolate, and we can shape it in any way, shape or form that would personalize it for you.
Mm-hmm. And that personalization kind of slides us into a little bit more. I would like to talk about the private labeling because there are definitely people who, could be very, very interested in that. And I know that we have, a number of people who have already mentioned that. So can you elaborate just a little bit more on the private labeling? I know you touched on it, but if you can go a little bit more on that.
Yes, definitely. So when we enter into the world of private labeling, there's a wide spectrum of customers that will come to Chocolate Creations for assistance in that regard. I'll give you one aspect. A marketing group decided that they wanted to design some chocolate and actually get into the chocolate world. So they came to Chocolate Creations to work with us for creating, not only their package, but their chocolate specification. And that's where our incubation factory is designed specifically for that need. It's just like, being in a kitchen at your home, making a cake, and we try the different batches until they like what they see, and then that is a designated product for them. And then we take it one step further to where we actually will help with the fulfillment of the product. And that can be, specific for, a grocery store that would want their own chocolates that they can provide. They can be, we do a lot of different types of private labeling for companies that may have specialty gifts and things like this.
Right.
So it's a really a neat aspect because we can take them from start to finish.
That's what I was just going to comment on again, is that it's almost like a one-stop, but that's pretty general. It's much more than that, but it's a one-stop type of opportunity because it offers people the ability to do many things within, within the structure of what you have. So I just know that everything happens for a reason, and when a year and a half or even more ago, when my grandson and I headed out to Hartville, which listeners is where the locations are in Hartville, Ohio. And my grandson had been out there several times. I never did. That was my first time. And so, you know, he and I stopped in, and he's just such an outgoing little guy. He's not too little anymore. But he just, you know, started talking to everybody, and I got involved. And so, you know, I probably didn't mention this, but one of the things that I feel very strongly about that is that if it wasn't for Jaden, this wouldn't even be going on. So I've definitely, you know, talked to Tom, and I want to make sure that we include, you know, my grandson in the things that are happening with this on our
yeah,
part.
That's wonderful.
So I know it is. It's totally exciting. So, and I know that I had the opportunity to taste numerous things. I mean, we got things like, you know, he was taking violin lessons. It was a gift for me for a number of years. And, you know, you had the chocolate molded into, you know, the violin or the cello and things like that. And it was just fun also for him to, you know, open that up and just bite into it.
Yeah.
So.
And I've seen him at the creation station, and, you know, it's a pleasure to watch him. He is very detail-oriented when we place the ingredients on, and he likes to watch the chocolate go down the line. And so thank him for us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, well,
you know.
He loves everybody in there, you know. He just would talk to everybody and always had good comments. And, you know, when you have a 12-year-old who says the kinds of things that he does, you know, I call that out of the mouth of babes, right? out of the mouth of babes, right.
Yeah. He's not a babe anymore, if he's 12.
what was that, Roger? I can't hear you.
I said he's not a babe anymore if he's 12 years old.
Oh, you know, and you've never met him, Roger, but somehow, I don't know what happened. I mean, I've raised three children. I know how they grow, but it was like one day he was not even up to my shoulder, and all of a sudden he's got to be at least 5'8", probably. And,
wow.
And you know, he's only 12 years old. So it's like, oh, my God.
Wow.
But anyway.
And you know what? We appreciate, Martia, you mentioning, you know, he's 12 years old. And, you know, for our perspective, it comes back to, you know, the education process about our chocolate. And for us to be able to provide, you know, your 12-year-old grandson organic 70% dark chocolate. And for, you know, for him to enjoy that in different facets, you know, that's music to our ears, because, you know, he is, as I say, starting early on, you know, looking at the healthy aspect of this. So.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Scott, you probably already got it, but, you know, it's like being around me, he doesn't have too much of a choice. It's kind of cute from, you know, from the time he was tiny. There's all kinds of neat little stories. So before we close, I just wanted to make sure, is there anything else you want to say about bulk, you know, bulk or wholesale or anything like that?
So a lot of our formulations here, we're going to be introducing in that fashion as well. So, you know, I would say, you know, check back, because if someone's interested in the sugar-free version or the organic version, you know, this is something that we can provide really in any form. And so that's helpful as well, you know, working with the different companies that when we see what their needs are.
Right. And listeners, I always like to say, you know, with any thoughts or questions that you might have, always feel free to go ahead and call the numbers that we give for our guests. There is no obligation at all. Just feel very at ease. In fact, they would love to hear from you. So I wanted to make sure that we give that communication again. It's 330-877-9700. Again, that's 330-877-9700. And, of course, the website is www.chocolatecreationsinc.com. Be sure you put the INC.com. And let them hear from you with any kind of questions. And when you go to the site, you'll be able to see just such an array of what we talked about today. So Roger and Scott, I want to say thank you very much. We're, as you already know, very excited. You know, we've been walking this path together since, it's been quite a number of months already, and there are so many things that are opening up. And that's when you know you're doing something right. Right, Scott?
Yes, exactly. No, yes, we appreciate that. Thank you, Tom and Marcia, for having us on.
Yes, thank you both very much, Roger.
You might want to realize also, Marcia, and Tom,
that the sale of chocolate has gone up 26% during the pandemic. And, you know, to me, chocolate a very, mood-altering experience, and it's one where I think it helps people get in tune with their taste buds and kind of take a moment or a break in and think about how lucky we are to be alive and to be able to have delicious chocolate that's also healthy for you. And And we're going to continue to go into other aspects of chocolates that we can't talk about right now, but it's really in the focus of providing personalized, customized, healthy chocolate with the best ingredients we can have. So thank you very much for giving us this opportunity. We appreciate it very much.
You're very, very welcome, and I know we have plans to be talking again very soon about some things, so we will talk to you then. And again, thank you both for your time. And listeners, again, go ahead and give Scott and Roger a call at Chocolate Creations, 330-877-9700. And we look forward to hearing from you through the week. And we will see you next Friday here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And I had one question come in that I was just taking a peek at on my computer. It was a question as to how people can go into our Healthy Referral newspaper and also interview on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. We would love to talk to you about that. So you can call us at our number, and that is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273, and we look forward to talking with you. Roger and Scott, thank you so very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.